Secretary Gates told the Senate Armed Services Committee he is worried about efforts by the Iranian government to gain influence in Latin America.
I'm concerned about the level of, frankly, subversive activity that the Iranians are carrying on in a number of places in Latin America, particularly South America and Central America. They're opening a lot of offices and a lot of fronts behind which they interfere in what is going on in some of these countries.
Other countries, including Russia and China, have also stepped up their presence in Latin America, where the United States has historically had the biggest influence. Russia caused concern to the region last November when it sent a fleet of ships to conduct joint naval exercises with Venezuela. In December, a Russian destroyer also passed through the Panama Canal for the first time since World War II. Still, Gates says a plunge in the world's oil prices has severely curbed Russia's income and its ability to build up its navy.
At $40 oil, the Russian Navy does not bother me very much. This is the first time they've had an out-of-area exercise in a decade or so. It's important for us to keep perspective about their capabilities.
Russia has had a tense relationship with the West since its troops invaded Georgia in August. Gates says the United States is taking Russian activity in Latin America in stride.
I felt that our best response to the Russian ship visits to Venezuela was nonchalance. And in fact, if it hadn't been for the events in Georgia in August, I probably would have tried to persuade the president to invite the Russian ships to pay a port call in Miami, because I think they'd have had a lot better time than they did in Caracas.
Russian officials deny that the maneuvers were meant to provoke the United States. President Dmitry Medvedev and Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez defended cooperative agreements they signed in November, saying they would help to create a multipolar world that is not dominated by a single power. Julia Ritchie, VOA News, Washington.